Tim,
All right, gang, welcome back. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. If you listen around the dial to talk radio, which a lot of people listen to the station, they flip around.
Yep, they like to hear especially the conservative viewpoint that the mainstream media denies the consumers.
And you'll hear Al Rantel on KBC.
Oh, look, that's exactly right.
Very conservative, aren't you, Al?
Oh, no, absolutely. And you know what? Not afraid to say it.
Right.
And, you know, that's what's at issue here.
Right.
Don't be afraid to say what you are. And if you don't say what you are, then you leave it up to others to define you.
Right. And the liberals, according to you, are always
Look, they're running around, you know. I mean, you don't need me to tell you. That's a stupid, you know, you're a dum-dum. That's a stupid question. Certainly you don't need me to tell you. Just look out the window or if you will, take a trip to Sacramento and look at them all running around. You know, go to the Capitol building. They're running around. And this one wants to raise your taxes. And this one wants to take your children. And this one doesn't want you to smoke. And this one wants you to pay for the cigarettes. You know, give $10 to the government because you want a pack of cigarettes. It's ridiculous. They're always running around doing this. And, you know, molesting children, running around doing that, and running around, not paying their taxes, and running around. And
then you got the liberals going to Hollywood Bowl with
those baskets. You know, that is sickening to me. And, you know, what they do is if you go to the Hollywood Bowl, you see them all running around there by the entrance and they're all holding their baskets. And,
right. You
know, they have their wine and their cheese.
That's
and,
it?
No, their Hillary Clinton bumper stickers are in there. And, you know, their plan for universal health coverage is
in the basket.
Everything's in the basket.
Jesus.
Oh, it's probably an illegal immigrant or two in the basket as well. You know, these idiots at the Hollywood Bowl.
All right.
No, don't.
All right.
No, don't you tell me. Mister.
Now, KFI has made a move in the evenings. At 7 o'clock, they used to bring on John Ziegler.
Right. John Ziegler would come on after John and Ken.
Right. And he's no longer there.
Why did they get rid of him? What happened?
I don't know. I have no idea.
No. Well, let's talk about it for a minute, because on this station, we talk about other stations. He wanted to leave or they told him to leave?
I think it was a combination, but maybe he was forced out of there. I don't know. I've never been to KFI. I don't know what the reason.
Yeah, I'd like to find out exactly what happened over there.
I know he didn't get along with John and Ken. I mean, I could hear the tension between those two shows on the air.
Yeah, one time on the air, I heard them arguing.
Yeah. All right, but anyway.
Which, of course, I never recommend that you argue on the air with the afternoon host or with a coworker.
Thank you. All right, but on the air, right now they've replaced John Ziegler with with one of the weekend hosts.
I see. Who will be doing it just for the fill-in time?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, see, I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
Wait, well, why did they say we can't talk about who's hosting that show?
They said we couldn't?
Who said that?
Jerry?
I'm not really supposed to get into it.
All right.
It's just management from the other station told me.
But they never do that.
Excuse me, okay. Management from the other station?
Yes.
Yeah, Jerry and Randy have been in contact with KFI management.
Are you kidding me?
Now, who are you dealing with over there?
This woman named Robin, her last name escapes me right now.
Robin Bertolucci?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. And they contacted you two?
They contacted Jerry, I think, last week.
Oh, how
And he asked me to...
how embarrassing.
They asked him to audition for John Ziegler's spot.
What?
And he asked me to join him.
Hold on a second, because I know a few of the people who work there. I know Robin, the man who works with Robin named Bill. Now,
yeah, I think we talked to him, too.
He's a nice guy.
Wait a minute. He called you?
They called Jerry.
They
were
called
impressed.
Me, and then I called Randy.
What did they want? They wanted us over there?
Tim, why do...
They wanted Jerry Wachowski.
We're very happy over here.
Yeah, they wanted Jerry Wachowski.
Jerry Wachowski told them he doesn't work alone.
So who is he working with? You?
He asked me to come and partner with him for this audition.
Tim, why do we put up with this? Why do you and I sit here during our show and listen to these two telling us that, A, they want to leave, and, B, they've been on a competing station? This is ridiculous. I mean, I have more self-respect than to sit here and listen to this from them.
We love both of you guys, and we love being here, but...
Listen,
you know, sometimes you got to go where the money's at.
You guys are not Wayne Resnick, all right? The two of you. You don't know much about politics. You don't care about politics. That's a
well, you'd be surprised.
An AM station over there that that hits politics hard, and you guys aren't up on it. You're not familiar enough with.
Well, and you're also not.
I actually refute that.
Oh, get
because
at
I
it.
Was chosen on yeah. on the basis of that.
Jerry's
alone.
A poli-sci major. Jerry, you weren't chosen. You have been offered the job.
Well, I mean, I was approached by management from.
When did you guys audition? What is this tape?
We auditioned last Saturday. I believe it was at 3 a.m.
What, in the production room? What was it? It was just.
No, we were on the air.
3 to 4 a.m.?
Over at KFI.
You know what? This is ridiculous, Tim.
Hey, listen, if they get the job, that's fine. I mean, we'll, you know, crush them in the ratings. Those two idiots.
Well, that's there's no doubt about that. But so you were on their air, and then you come over here and work with us? That's a little strange, don't you think?
I don't think it's that strange.
They asked us to do it.
I mean, listen, what are they going to do? Work for us forever? I'd do the same thing. It's not disloyal. It really isn't.
I know, but to flaunt it like that.
All right, do we have the? We can run this. Why do you guys have it on cassette tape? Is
that's what they have over there?
Is that what they're recording over there on?
They have more. They could get you it on a CD.
At Clear Channel, they have cassette recorders.
They do. Okay. All right. Here is Jerry Wischowski, our board op head writer.
Oh God! Almighty.
An executive producer. Yeah,
let them have him. Take
Marconi
them.
Award winner.
Yeah. And so for a 7 o'clock show over there, what do you show up around 7:30? You'll show up at 8. And Randy Wang, it's going to be, what's the name of the show?
We called it W2 because he's Wischowski and I'm Wang. But there was a little problem where W2. They didn't like my name.
They told like
me
Wang?
That, they told me that Randy Wang sounds like a porno name.
Well, so, sort of does.
Who said that, Robin?
Yeah, and the other guy. And they told me to change it to Randall Wang.
Randall Wang. All right, Randall. So Randall Wang that's and Jerry Wischowski auditioning over KFI.
I'm sorry, that's a bad radio name. Randall
right,
Wang?
Let's listen to it. Here we go.
At the close of trading on Wall Street, the Dow was down 121, the NASDAQ was down 26, the S&P 500 was down 19. Southland weather from KFI, clear tonight, lows in the 50s, sunny Friday, highs in the 70s, 80 degrees in Burbank. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half when it breaks, at any time online at KFIAM640.com. I'm Terry Ray Elmer, KFI News.
KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640, this is Randall Wang and Jerry Wischowski. We did a show called W2 right here on KFI AM 640. It's 3 a.m. on a Saturday night, and we're here to talk some politics with you. My name's Randall Wang, this is Jerry Wischowski. How you doing tonight?
Good, how are you doing, Randall?
Doing great, this is W2, the Jerry Wischowski.
Great chemistry.
This is a horrible tape.
Awesome chemistry.
She's
sounds
great.
Like you guys have been working together forever.
Hold on a second. She's great. Terry Ray Elmer,
yeah,
who does
she
the
is.
News. She's great. You two are not good. You
and
can't
Terry
replicate
Ray
the chemistry
pretty
to
hot
me and
too.
Jerry.
Have you ever seen her?
I've never met T. Ray, but I
there's
love
pictures of her on the internet.
But
you
that,
can look at it.
She does a great. She does great news and gives the time.
All right.
Sometimes she says it's 75 in beautiful Burbank. She right. didn't say that. She didn't say beautiful Burbank.
All right. This is Randy Wang and Jerry Wischowski auditioning.
It's
for
Randall
KFI.
Wang
for KFI.
This is W2, the Jerry Wischowski Randy Wang Show. We're the show that takes no chances. All right, now Jerry, have you read this John McCain story?
I've been following it.
He was at a presidential rally, and some woman made a comment that Hillary Clinton was a bitch, and mm-hmm. all he did was he said, yeah, or he kind of agreed with her, and he didn't denounce it, and everyone's against him for it.
Well, Hillary Clinton is a bitch.
Well, that's
God
the first
almighty.
Thing, but I think this entire thing was a setup by Hillary Clinton.
It's a tired.
She sent that
definitely.
Woman down there dude, to call her a bitch just to get this reaction because she is a bitch.
You don't need to think that. I know that.
I just don't understand.
I mean, it's obvious.
Does KFI
is the whole show this
need to hire two knuckleheads who work here to sit in the middle of the night over there to call Hillary Clinton names and to say terrible things about people who aren't conservative Republicans like Rush Limbaugh? I mean, that's all you guys could do is go over there and do what Sean Hannity does.
We're
and
giving our raw political opinion, Brian.
Is that what did you tell them what you were going to do?
Yeah, we told them that we're a conservative show.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
They also
of
liked,
course
they also
but
liked
you
it.
Guys aren't.
Well, but they also liked it because it's coming from the younger angle.
I know, I mean, but you guys are
exactly,
neither
we're
one
two
of you are
young 20-ish year olds yeah, but, talking but, about but, conservative politics.
I've never heard you at the station. You've been here for what, 2 years?
You're
year and a half?
You're a phony, Randy.
And Jerry, you've been here for 5 years. I've never heard you say a derogatory term or use a derogatory term when it comes to Hillary Clinton. You've never said any opinion.
I've had my opinion. I've kept my opinions
you
myself.
It
I've been
for this audition.
Right. No, you're phonies. You're both phonies.
You're phonies. You're
we're not supposed to
right.
be go around
no,
like
no,
alienating
look.
Ourselves from people here.
No. Here's what you did. You got a call
you're
from
a phony
you
dude.
You got a call from KFI So what you did was you went over there. And by the way, I have worked on AM talk radio.
Whoa.
So have we.
Yeah. Yeah, so have you. Right. Which is very strange.
Yeah, have
Which
you ever been on KFI?
No, I've not been on KFI.
How about that?
But I was on KABC for 7 years.
And These guys have been.
And I'm going to say this. There's pressure when doing a show on an AM talk station. There's pressure to be conservative because that's the audience is conservative and call the Clintons names. You guys surrendered to the pressure and folded like, cheap suits.
Hey, those are our opinions.
I stayed on the air for 7 years on a conservative AM station, and guess what? I was not a conservative, and I told the truth. I didn't go on like you two, a couple of phonies. You know, it's real easy. It's a very hacky.
Yeah, but they're looking for a full-time slot over there.
To be hacks?
Let's listen to more of it. Here we go.
Why would people want that woman in the White House again for 4 more years? She ruined it in the 90s.
I mean, do you want me to get the list? You want me to get the list from my computer? There's a list of people that you need to believe are lying in order to believe Clinton's story.
Oh, jeez.
That's very true.
I mean, and I can go get it for you if you want. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Why wouldn't you have it ready for the audition?
Well, because this is we're going to be doing it again. This is, you know, it's a series.
I don't think you're going to be doing it again. They told you you're doing it again?
We're still waiting. I'll get it off the computer. I'll have it next week.
Jerry Limbaugh's calling us soon. Yeah, they're calling you.
I hope.
Yeah, sit on the phone, Randy.
Yeah, go get it tomorrow. This is Jerry Wischofsky, Randy Wang, KFI AM 640. This is W2, we're the show that takes no chances. Wow. Now, Jerry, what do you think about this Hillary Clinton? How the hell can she win this election?
Well,
she's so evil.
You know, I mean, bottom line, Randall, is that she can't win the election. The reason is because Hillary Clinton, everything, she
Jesus, Jesus Christ.
I know it's 50,000
Wait, there's
lives,
a great point coming up here. Listen.
Yes, yeah. When is it coming, though?
Everything,
so.
She F's up the country more than anybody.
Wow.
Exactly. She couldn't even control her man, and she thinks she can run this freaking country.
She does, and I mean, it's ridiculous. I'd rather have Paula Jones in the White House.
Oh, geez. You know, that's a good point. Now, Jerry, I just don't understand why everyone's against John McCain because he agreed that she's a bitch. Well, she's a bitch.
Well, listen, when I was driving here today before the show, I was thinking about some issues and, you know, the whole immigration thing. I mean, we could solve that in a...
When I was driving to the show, I was thinking about issues.
And by the way, let's talk about issues for a moment. Didn't you guys decide what you were going to do? Randall, which is a terrible name on the air, Randall Wang.
I don't think it's that bad.
All right, then think that.
Why you got to bash everything we try to do outside the show?
Because I'm outraged that you two would go on the air in the middle of the night on KFI and then come over here and I didn't know
nothing to be
this.
Outraged about, yeah. Brian.
All right, hold on just a second. Take a little tip here, Jerry. Help yourself.
From a vet.
Jerry Limbaugh. Randall here is obviously wanting to talk about John McCain and call Hillary a bitch as often as he can. As many times as he can.
Well, that's what's in the news right now.
Right. But, well, you should tell your partner that. Because Jerry is then taking the show toward the issue of illegal immigration. So you want to talk about Hillary?
Yeah, you guys are all over the place.
Right. Is Hillary a bitch? And John McCain's great?
Well, we didn't have a whole lot of time to do show prep. Jerry couldn't find the station.
Yeah. So figure out. I mean, is it going to be immigration? Are you going to do that?
Well, for one thing, Hillary relates to all this.
All right. Let's listen to more of it. It's Randy Wang and Jerry Wischofsky auditioning for the 7 p.m. slot over at KFI.
I was thinking about some issues and, you know, the whole immigration thing. I mean, we could solve that in a matter of minutes, literally. But Hillary Clinton is in the way. She's always in the way.
Exactly. She wants to bring the immigrants in, give them whatever they want, give them their, you know, give them their free benefits, give them their free health care, because she doesn't understand what being an American means. What the hell?
Well, she doesn't understand. My family were immigrants. Oh. They came here as immigrants. My ancestors came here as immigrants. They would vote against Hillary.
Yeah. And you know what also bothered me today?
How about that? My family came here as immigrants. Jesus Christ.
And they would vote against Hillary today. On KFI, it's so easy to do that. I mean, it's just so easy to sit there. It's embarrassing.
I found out that she sent a bunch of her staff down to the writer's strike down here in L.A.
Oh,
to support them, to support these unions, to further this communism. It's ridiculous. KFI AM 640. This is Randall Wang, Jerry Wischofsky. The show's called W2. We're the show that takes no chances.
You know, Randy, I was thinking there was another. Actually, there was a story that I heard come out of Indonesia.
Jerry, you're bad.
Actually, recently.
Where did it come out of?
Indonesia. Actually, recently, about...
It came out of Indonesia. Story, Indonesia. Like an ape.
Well, and by the way, I would...
A KFI.
If his name is...
Neanderthal.
If his name is Randall, call him Randall. You keep calling him Randy. I mean, what's
his
name?
Right?
Yes,
there was
course.
A story that I heard come out of Indonesia. actually recently about just they're
no chances.
You know, Randy, I was thinking
him Randy, dude.
Right. I thought the program director said that the name Randy
sounded too
much like a porn name.
I didn't say Randy Wang. I just said that I heard come out of Indonesia. Sure. Actually recently about just they're afraid of, you know, another tsunami and everything, and they're trying to get everything ramped up for that. And it's like, if Hillary was in office, there were, you know, tsunamis would just be commonplace over there.
Exactly.
Oh, I mean, Hillary is she just doesn't know how bad she is. You know, I mean, Christ, the lady killed Vince Foster.
Oh, exactly. God,
I mean, nobody's bringing that up. I don't hear anybody saying that.
Right. No,
Hillary is a scourge on the country.
All right.
Yeah, no one ever talked about that.
All right. What do you guys think about Jerry Wischowski and Randy Wang auditioning for KFI?
You guys blew it, by the way.
And their conservative talk show that they're putting together.
I think we were pretty good. You guys had
520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
I had a real chance to go over there in the middle of the night and really do like a good show, do something.
Yeah,
but instead you go over there and you think you have to out Rush Limbaugh, and it's embarrassing for the both of you. I'm embarrassed for you, Randy, and Jerry, for you particularly, because you're actually particularly bad.
You just disagree with it because you disagree with our politics.
All right, we got to take a break. It's Conway and Whitman. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Exactly, and they want her to be the first woman president that will go down in history. This woman.
And anybody that votes for her is crazy. Anybody that votes for her is nuts.
Exactly. All right, this is KFI AM 640. We're going to take a short little break here. Randall Wang, Jerry Wischowski. The show's called W2. We're the show that takes no chances. KFI AM 640. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Jerry Wischowski and Randy Wang, two guys who work for us, auditioned over at KFI for that open slot.
We did pretty well.
If I heard that show, I'd sign Wayne Resnick to a 10-year deal.
Yeah, I would too.
We're
going to get a call back.
Brandon in Hermosa Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What'd you think about the show?
I thought it was good. I mean, I'm not a conservative personally, you know, so I don't necessarily agree with the view.
So what is it about the two of them screaming that you liked?
I mean, I like the fact that they're, you know, trying to better themselves and go, you know, somewhere new.
Oh, well, there's two different things here to admire, Brandon. You can admire that they want to get a better job and make themselves better. That's A. And B is their radio show. They're two totally different and separate things. You don't have to like the radio show just because you admire the fact that they want to do one.
Well, you know, if they're just going to sit there and deal with you guys all the time, I really think that they should try something new.
Well, that's different. That's different than saying they do a good radio show.
If I worked for me and Brian, I'd be auditioning for everything. All right, dude, get out of here, jackass. All right, let's talk to Jerry in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Yeah. For a W-2 here, do they start any sentences without either or Hillary Clinton is blah? I mean, it is the most unoriginal thing I've ever heard.
I will take that
as a compliment.
That's a good description.
Scott in Mission Viejo, you're on 97.1.
I'll tell you, you know what I think those two guys need to do is they need to go work in toll booths so they can yell at each other.
All right. Now, I noticed on the tape you guys didn't use KFI more stimulating talk.
Well, isn't that kind of old? I mean, more stimulating. Who cares?
Well, who said that,
Bob? Oh, you just change it on your own?
Well, yeah.
Did the program director tell you not to say more stimulating talk radio?
No, they told us to say it, but we're the new wave of KFI. Right. We're the wave of the future. The chemistry between me and Jerry is unmatchable.
So they told you, I just want to confirm this and then I'll be quiet. They told you to say it. You made the decision on your audition to purposely not say it.
Joe and Elisa Viejo, you're on 97.1. Hey.
I just wanted to say, and I'm not trying to bash both of them, but it was really, really painful.
Wow.
And I thought that at least Randy was, you know, very enthusiastic. His voice sounded very engaging. But Jerry, his points were very, like, elementary, and he didn't really have any substance behind what he was saying.
Yeah, he left a lot of information either in the car or at home. Or he'll bring something in next week.
When was the last time Joe auditioned on KFI?
It's like a show and tell guy who had nothing to show.
Well, you have, I think that you have two really good people. And I have to say that, like, I never really listened to any other program on 97.1 except for Howard Stern. And then I gradually started listening to I gradually started listening to Tim and Brian.
Thank you,
and
baby.
You guys should like really just pay attention and listen to what they like the chemistry that they have. You
Thank
guys have
you.
No chemistry.
Thank you, sweetheart. All right, we're going to send you something.
I'm sorry, we have timing. Oh, we have chemistry. So you think that they maybe should kind of model themselves after us a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, hold on 1 second, Joe. We're going to send you a family four-pack of tickets to Ski Dazzle at the L.A. Convention Center, November 29th through December 2nd. And you're also qualified to win a five-night ski trip for two, including United Airlines airfare, plus hotel and rentals from Jackson Hole Resort. Look
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, man. Look at you, man.
Let's see. JacksonHoleWY.com. JacksonHoleWY.com. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. And thank God we don't have to listen to these two clowns on KFI.
Live local news on the hour, on the half when it breaks, at any time online at KFIAM640.com. I'm Terry Ray Elmer, KFI News.
KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640, this is Randall Wang and Jerry Wachowski. We did a show called W2 right here on KFI AM 640. It's 3 a.m. on a Saturday night, and we're here to talk some politics with you. My name's Randall Wang. This is Jerry Wachowski. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing, Randall?
Doing great. This is W2, the Jerry Wachowski, Randy Wang show. We're the show that takes no chances. All right, now, Jerry, have you read this John McCain story?
I've been following it.
He was at a presidential rally. And some woman made a comment that Hillary Clinton was a bitch, and mm-hmm. all he did was he said, yeah, or he kind of agreed with her, and he didn't denounce it, and everyone's against him for it.
Well, Hillary Clinton is a bitch.
Well, that's the first thing, but I think this entire thing was a setup by Hillary Clinton. She sent that
Definitely.
Woman down there to call her a bitch just to get this reaction because she is a bitch.
You-